Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Why is the conversion rate lagging behind the increase of Mormon missionaries? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me to help answer that question is my colleague, Eric Johnson. There was an article in the Salt Lake Tribune that talked about the increase of Mormon missionaries since the October 2012 General Conference. They lowered the age of eligible missionaries for males from 19 to 18, and for females from 21 to 19. Now, you would think that that would bring an influx of conversions to the LDS Church, but apparently, even though their numbers have gone up in this last year, still, the numbers you would think would be much higher than what they actually are. What does this article have to tell us? This was in the Salt Lake Tribune. What was the date of that article?
Yeah, and that was dated April 18, 2015. And the headline is, Spike in LDS Missionary Numbers Don't Bring a Big Conversion Boost. And here's how this Associated Press article begins. A record number of young Mormons signed up for missions after church leaders lowered the minimum age in 2012. But new figures show the onslaught of proselytizing Latter-day Saints didn't lead to an equally dramatic spike in converts. Statistics released by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints indicate that there were 296,800 converts last year. The figure marked a 9% increase from 2 years ago, even though the number of missionaries increased by 44%. And that's the reason, Bill, they're using the two-year mark, because that's when this announcement was made. So now we've had the full opportunity to see the missionary increase, and according to the article, there were 85,150 missionaries serving at the end of last year, and that was the most in Mormon history. And just to give you an idea, at the end of 2 years ago, there were about 60,000. So there are 25,000 plus new missionaries out there, mainly because of the increase of these younger folks and the other people who were 19 and 21 still going out. So they had a double dipping time during these past couple of years.
And the common rule of thought would be, if you're going to increase the missionary number, and if the missionaries are really all that effective in bringing new people into the Mormon church, then those numbers should increase exponentially. And that's not really what happened.
Yeah, in fact, the article goes on and says, however, the average number of people converted per missionary per year dropped to about 3.4 in each of the last 2 years, which is down from an average of 5 the previous decade, church figures show. So for every missionary out there, 10 years ago, they were bringing in about 5 or 6, whatever that number would be, but now they're bringing in 3.4, which is a dramatic decrease of new converts coming into the church.
I think one way to really see this stand out quite dramatically is by going back to the year when the Mormon church convert baptism number peaked. And of course, that was way back in 1990. 1990, the convert baptism rate for the LDS church was 330,877. And as you mentioned, the convert baptism rate for 2014, 296,803. Now, let's bear in mind here that in 1990, the LDS Church had only 43,651 full-time missionaries.
About half.
About half, to over 85,000 today. They still have not hit that peak number back in 1990. Folks, that was 330,877. It's not that we're not concerned about the 296,803 that converted this last year, but one thing I find interesting is the church doesn't spell out for you where many of those converts are coming from. I would probably assume, and I think quite accurately, that many of these converts are not from the United States. They're probably from some of the third world countries where the Mormons are very active. And where I would think a lot of information is hard to get for them, it's not that people in third world countries don't have access to computers or the internet. They most certainly do. And even if they don't own a computer themselves, internet cafes are quite popular. I remember when I was in West Africa, had to go to an internet cafe to catch up on my email because I didn't have internet connection where I was staying. This place was packed out. Yeah. I mean, it was constantly packed out. And so there is access to the information, but probably not as readily as we would find in North America.
Yeah, and I think that's what we would say over these past 20 years, because 20 years ago, you did not have access to the internet to be able to find out the things of the LDS Church, that the missionaries could get away with a lot more. Now, the things that are being talked about in the church, the teachings and everything else are right there. Plus, you have sites like ours at mrm.org, and people can hear what they're saying. And so the information age, it's been going for a while, and I think that's a big advantage for us.
And I don't think we're being unfair by bringing up the internet, because the Mormon Church itself has brought up the impact of the internet on their convert baptisms, as well as their retention rate for those who join and how long do they actually stay after they have joined. And this article does talk about that a little bit.
It quotes Mormon Church spokesman Eric Hawkins, who said that a number of factors may contribute to fewer baptisms per missionary, including a world that is increasingly secular. And I think we would agree that it is a more secular world.
Oh, no doubt about it. If that is affecting convert rates within evangelical Christianity or Protestant Christianity or Christianity at large, then certainly it would have an effect on the Mormons as well.
But then he went on and said, he said it would be a mistake to say missionary work is less impactful, pointing out the number of converts last year was the highest since 1999.
In 1999, it was 306,171. And he's right, that was quite high back then. Still, it wasn't close to the peak of 1990, which would have been almost a decade before that number came out.
Now, you need to understand something about these numbers, because back before 2000, the Mormon Church was growing by over 4% per year. Its convert rate was incredible. Now, it's less than 2% because you have more people coming in, even though there are about the same numbers. Jehovah's Witnesses have not had such decreases. The Jehovah's Witnesses are growing at about 4% still. And even though they have the same disadvantages with the secular society and the internet and other things like that, they seem to have continued their growth. And while they're about half the size of the Mormon Church, they're around 8 or 9 million people, and yet they are growing around 300,000 converts per year as well.
Would you say that the situation with Jehovah's Witnesses would be much different than the Mormons? And the reason I ask that is because the Mormon Church in recent years has had a real problem with a lot of information regarding its own history and doctrine that it never had before. Would it be that the Jehovah's Witnesses are pretty open about what they believe, even though we wouldn't agree with them, but their Watchtower and their Awake magazines are out there and saying right, exactly where they are. So there's really not a whole lot of new information that may have been made available to the general public that could have shocked a lot of people to stay away from them or maybe leave them?
I think you're bringing out a good point. And then I would just say the Mormon Church doesn't really seem to care that people are on its rolls who really don't belong there. So they can call themselves at 15 million and there are 300,000 converts that they have from this past year. How many of them are going to be around a year from now? And you have to do some work to get off those church rolls. So if you are in a third world country, you do end up signing up to become a baptized convert of this church. You get added to the rolls. And then a year later, if you're not going, they're not going to come to you and say, hey, we need to take you off. They just let you remain on those rolls. And so some have estimated there are fewer than 4 million active Latter-day Saints in the world today.
Now, that's not really true with the Watchtower Society.
No.
If you become inactive in the Watchtower Society, they get your names off there rather quickly.
Good point.
Let's go on in this article.
It says, Mormon scholars say the decline is most likely due to the church sending many of its new missionaries to areas of North America that could quickly accommodate the sudden influx, but were already flush with Mormons. Quote from Ryan Cragen, who is an associate professor of sociology at the University of Tampa. He says, all that's going to do is increase how many missionaries aren't converting anybody. And it goes on and says, the figures also suggest it's becoming more difficult to find people willing to convert to Mormonism, especially in highly developed parts of the world where people are less apt to turn to religion for help because their basic needs are being met.
And then it cites Armin Moss, a retired professor of sociology and religious studies at Washington State University, who said the figures also might represent a shift to having missionaries focus on bringing inactive Mormons back into the faith. And I think he's absolutely correct, because I have talked to Mormon missionaries who have come to my home, and they've told me that it's an important mission to them because there are a lot of inactive members in the Salt Lake area, and that is their primary function, is to try to get them active again.
And so what they're saying is those numbers won't show up in any kind of a convert rate because they already were quote-unquote converts. They're just trying to bring them back in. Jan Shipps, a retired religion professor from Indiana, said that allowing Mormon men to go straight from high school to a mission, quote, gives them two more full years embedded in the church, end quote. And Cragen added to that, if your goal is not to lose those people, it doesn't matter where you send them.
Wow, so this could be a very well thought out plan to keep those potential losses in the church. Potential losses, of course, being those that are post high school age. That could be very, very true.
And the point is, after they graduated from high school, they would have a year to go to college. How many were losing their faith? And now you have a missionary candidate who graduates from high school. Most likely, he's turning 18 within 6 months. Oftentimes, they won't even go to school. They'll get a part-time job for a few months until they turn 18, and they go straight into the mission field, which will hold them in this church for long-term, the hope is.
There was an interesting comment towards the end of the article by Mormon historian Richard Bushman. He wrote the book Joseph Smith, Rough Stone Rolling, and he was cited as saying that he doesn't think that the lower conversion rates suggest the church is struggling any more than usual. I found that line a little bit fascinating to me because it wasn't long ago when Reuters came out with that article that cited Marlon Jensen, who was at the time was the Mormon church historian. He was speaking here in Utah, and a question was raised from a woman in the audience wondering if the leadership was aware that people were leaving the church in droves, and he acknowledged that that was true, though he said it wasn't apocalyptic. He compared it to the Kirtland apostasy in 1837, and that was the result of a bank scandal that implicated Joseph Smith.
He said, maybe since Kirtland, we've never had a period of, I'll call it apostasy, like we're having now.
Even though the convert rate may be going down, the missionary numbers we know are up. That gives us as Bible-believing Christians an excellent opportunity to share the gospel with these young men and women when they do come to our door. And I would strongly suggest not to waste that opportunity.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Have you ever wondered where you can go in downtown Salt Lake City to browse the largest inventory of Christian books on the Mormon religion? Well, the answer is the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore, located at 1358 South and West Temple, just across the street from the Smith Ballpark. Whether you're looking for a basic introduction or a more scholarly work, Sandra Tanner and her staff will assist you in finding the appropriate resources so you can better understand the LDS religion. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore also carries dozens of books that Sandra and her husband Gerald have written over the past five decades. This includes their comprehensive work, Mormonism, Shadow or Reality. So, once again, if you have questions about the LDS faith, there is always somebody behind the desk who would be more than happy to assist you. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 1 to 5. Remember, when in Salt Lake City, be sure to come check out the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore, located right there at 1358 South and West Temple.